Well, last time I asked you about the U.S.-China trade agreement, you said that President Xi Jinping is holding on for dear life. How's he doing today?
Yeah. Still holding on for dear life, and now his whole world is being dashed. Do you remember the Pendragons?
No, I don't remember the Pendragons.
Pendragons. Pendragons?
Oh, yes, the Pendragons. Yes.
Yeah, you remember them. Well, they had the same kind of trouble. They controlled the sun, the moon, and the stars. There was nothing outside of the round table that they didn't control. And then something happened. Something happened. It went dashed. It was dashed to hell. They're still in control of it, but they didn't have anything to control. That's what he's running to now. His entire existence is withering away like sand. It's worse than the Han Dynasty. It's amazing. Because, see, the thing that makes them great is gone. It cut them off at the one place that they had to make do. That's in their stealing America stuff, making it and selling it back to America's. And then Bob got a little cross about it, and now it ain't worth a damn. Just saying.
Well, how is President Xi protected from the virus?
He's not. He's nervous.
Okay.
You haven't seen him at all, except they popped him in one sterile area that had been back sprayed with Lysol and bleach with his little mask on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no bueno. It's no bueno here. And we don't know how this is going to fall out because, see, now that what's happened is it's starting to get into the sinister ministers. Because Xi Jinping isn't that big of a deal. It's the staff that holds this thing all together. Decide who gets smoted and who gets killed and Tiananmen Square and blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes. See, this all come back. If you recall, you'll recall because you're very good at this. When they went after Hong Kong and we put the wall up because Hong Kong had to be spared. Hong Kong was spared and we said if they had 1 million soldiers right outside, you remember that show? We went through the whole thing. If they crossed and they took over Hong Kong, it was over. Well, some of those soldiers crossed over. Now, they were dashed, meaning they backed off, meaning they didn't do it. But it made no difference. That part was done. The fat lady got up on the stage right then.
Yep. So, Ion, you're admitting that you caused the coronavirus and you're blaming it on me.
No. That wasn't the coronavirus, darling. That was the fall of China. He's talking about Xi Jinping's dynasty. That was because of Hong Kong. That had nothing to do with the virus. There was no virus when that went on. It wasn't about a virus.
But it's continuing to fall because of the coronavirus. And how much did the mountain have to do with that?
We didn't say.
Yeah, I think it's a... I know. Okay, Ed. Carry on.
That was a good question. That was a great question.
She's got these damn angels on her hook in her reticule. She's just as brassy and bawdy as she can be. She'll just walk right in there and just say anything. Just anything. Anytime. It's crazy. It's funny. It's always apropos, though. No, but Ed, that's the thing. Hong Kong, in order for this thing to work, Hong Kong's got to stink. Hong Kong today is secure. We'll see how tomorrow holds. We don't know what the dark soul's got up for tomorrow. He's crafting quite a waspish web these days, pardon the pun,